now, Kenneth Williams reveals more secret life with Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Aubrey Woods, Caroline Blakiston, and Leslie Heritage in The Menace of Bra. And here's the man with the revelations, Mr. Kenneth Williams.
Thank you, thank you. I'm afraid I'm not the man I was. Things ain't what they used to be. You see before you a victim of the anti-permissive backlash. My fate was sealed when I went to see the head of the BBC about this new series.
If you want another series, said, you'll have to clean up your act. You're on probation. With a slight suggestion of lewdness, you're out.
Well, I thought I could change your nature overnight. I mean, it's like telling a flea-bitten dog not to scratch, isn't it?
Yes, she knows, yes.
No, don't do it here, dear. Still, you've got to eat, haven't you, even if it's only humble pie. So I towed the line. Little did I know when I returned to my flat after that interview that I was about to embark on a series of adventures. A series of adventures that were as dangerous as they were boringly devoid of sexual innuendo. And yet they were adventures which would change the face of history. I was in a foul mood when I got home that night, as you can well imagine.
Is that you, Kenny?
Why, it's Maisie, the girl from next door, for the benefit of new listeners. Maisie, you better stay away from me, Maisie. I'm in a rotten mood. I wish we had a cat so I could kick it.
Can I help, Kenny?
Yes, you can leave me alone in my despair so I can wallow in a bottomless pit of self-pity.
Oh, what's up? Did you have to stand on the bus again?
Nothing. Worse than that. Worse.
What? They've been upsetting you at the BBC again?
Oh,
I thought so. Did you get the new series?
But only on certain heartbreaking conditions, Maisie. They want me to clean up my act.
Oh, Kenny.
Yes, blue jokes are taboo. Innuendo is out and double entendre is persona non grata. My stocking trade, Maisie. You know what they've done? Do you know what they've done to me? They've emasculated me.
Oh, Kenny.
Yes.
Oh, what a wicked waste.
It is, too, isn't it? Oh, I mean, half my fans are old age pensioners and women's guilds. They are. If I go clean, I'll lose the lot. Oh, Maisie, it's misery, woe and despair all down the line. What am I to do? What am I to do?
What you want, Kenny, is a wife.
But supposing their husbands come home early from work. Oh, no, actually, Miss, I was thinking of chucking up radio and seeing if I couldn't work full-time for Sir Charles Prattle of the Foreign Office, for whom I did much secret service work in the first series. New readers now read on.
Why don't you go round and see him?
I tried, didn't I? I got no further than the reception desk. He sent a message down to say he was sorry, but he'd nothing for me.
The message I'd have sent down, Kenny.
Now you can see what it is, can't you? It's the old class barrier, just because he's a sir, and I am but a lowly commoner.
The pedigree and the flea-bitten mongrel.
Thank you. I don't think I'd have put it quite like that. What was that?
Came from your bedroom. There's someone in there. Oh, could it be one of your sex-starved lady fans in the height of desperation?
Not in this series, man. He's the last one for us. No, it must... Yeah, it must be a burglar.
Oh, Kenny!
Don't be frightened. Don't be frightened. I'm with you. You go in there and have a look. Yes, I'll nip down the police station. There should be a bus due in about 5 minutes. Oh, here. The door is opening.
Hello, Mr. Williams.
It's Tompkins. Tompkins, you remember me? Sir Charles Prattle's assistant, Tompkins. You remember him, don't you?
Oh, the poor man looks all in. Yes. Sit down, Mr. Tompkins.
Thank you. Oh, Mr. Williams, you've got to help us. Sir Charles, he's in terrible danger.
What can I, a mere commoner, do?
They're going to kill him.
What are you talking about? Who's going to kill him?
The Brotherhood.
Bra. Did you say bra?
Yes. The Brotherhood of Revolution and Anarchy. The most deadly enemy Britain has ever had.
But who are they?
Well, I can't tell you anymore. Now, please don't press me. It's top secret.
Oh, I see. It's top secret, is
yes.
it? Where are you? I've lost the page. Oh, it says yes, top secret. Well, if I'm not fit to be let into your little secrets, then I'm not fit to help. Close the door on your way out.
Yeah, that Tellingham Kenny. Yes. The flea-bitten mongrel bites back.
Oh, shut up.
Poor Sir Charles. Poor Miss Gibbs.
Miss Gibbs?
I think they've got her as well.
Look, start from the beginning.
Well, there's not much to tell. I had this phone call from Sir Charles tonight, you see. It's on my pocket tape recorder. I'll play it back for you.
Hello, Tompkins. Prattle here.
Oh, hello, Sir Charles.
I haven't much time. They'll be back in a minute. I've been captured by Bra. They're going to kill me. They're on their way to get you and Miss Gibbs. You must stop them, Tompkins.
But where are you, sir?
I'm a...
What was that horrible noise?
I don't know. Sounds like some sort of wild animal.
Yes.
I phoned Miss Gibbs to warn her, but there was no reply.
There's no time to lose. Come on, over to Miss Gibbs' apartment right away. She's not answering. She's
not... Look, look, the front door's open.
Oh, so it is. Come on, Tompkins, in we go.
Miss Gibbs? Are you there, Miss Gibbs?
Listen.
What?
Oh, it's coming from in there. She must be having a bath.
Oh, I'll look. I'll have a look.
No, Kenny, come back.
Oh, no, sorry, May. Sorry. I keep forgetting the song's ended, but the melody lingers on. Yes, well, you go and look, Maddie. It's gone.
Miss Gibbs? Oh, she's not in here, Kenny.
Oh, for heaven's sake, May, turn them taps off. You know the unfortunate effect running water has on me. Well, turn them off.
Come and look in the bedroom.
Oh, what a mess.
Oh, she must have put up a terrific struggle.
Oh, yes.
I bet that's the first struggle she's ever made in her bedroom.
Maisie, how dare you? Go and wash your mouth out with soap.
The mirror.
What?
There's something written on it.
On the mirror?
In lipstick. Yes.
Have a look.
Oh.
It says, bra. 48C. Bra 48C?
That's her brassiest size, isn't it? 48 inches C cup. What it means, isn't it? Obvious.
If it was 48 inches, they wouldn't be cups, Kenny. They'd be pudding basins. Well, I mean, ample her bosoms may be, but she hasn't got 4 foot of them.
You're right, Miss. She's right. She's right. Yes, but it must be a clue. She is trying to tell us where Bra have taken her. I know what it is. It's a map reference.
Oh, that... Kenny, you're so clever.
Not just a funny walk, you know, dear. I wonder if she's got a map.
Well, she wouldn't keep one in her bedroom. She knows her way around here, all right.
Jealousy, my crime was my jealousy.
Here's a map, Mr. Williams.
Oh,
now, 48C.
48C.
Why, that's smack in the middle of Lummy Estate, the ancestral home of Lord Lummy.
Well, that obviously can't be it, then. I mean, not a lord, a British lord. A quality product of years of selective breeding, noblesse oblige.
Yeah, didn't his lordship let his estate to that mysterious millionaire with all the Indian servants?
Indian?
That's right. And he's turning it into a safari park. The Prime Minister's going there tomorrow for the official opening.
A safari park? Of course, that noise we heard at the end of Sir Charles's phone call, it was a lion roaring. So that's where they're holding them both.
That's the park. Look over there. You can tell by the jungle sounds.
Yes, and by the jungle smell, too. Ooh. Flaring nostrils can be a curse at times, can't they? Where is that Tompkins?
He's popped behind those bushes to have a recce.
He would insist on having that second cup of tea. I told him, didn't I? Oh, here he is. Well, Tompkins?
No doubt about it, Mr. Williams. This is Bra headquarters. Uh-huh. But there's armed guards at the gate. I don't see how we can get in.
But by Harry, we've got to get in. We have used diversionary tactics. One of us will draw the guards away while the other two sneak in. I should be one of the sneakers in, so I can personally rescue Miss Gibbs.
Oh, Kenny, let me come with you. Kenny, please.
Well, you're better in a punch-up than Tompkins, May, so you can come. Tompkins will draw off the guard while you and I will carry out the rescue.
Who's that? It is only me, you fool. Anything to report?
Noise, dead quiet. Who except for the lions, of course?
Oh, they are restless, but they haven't been fed yet. What was that?
Help! Help!
Where did it come from over there?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Let's go.
Now's our chance, Maze. In we go. Come on.
All right, Maze. We can ease off now. It's all right. We're safe.
Safe, Kenny? With all these wild animals roaming around?
Roaming around? What do you mean? They can't hurt us. They're all locked up for the night.
Kenny, this is a safari park. They're all loose.
Loose? How ludicrous. If anyone thinks loose about them, that's why we've had to watch where we've been treading. Oh, no, Maze. No. They'll all be snug in their little cages with their names in Latin written on the front. Don't you... Was that your stomach or mine, Maze? We should have had something to eat before we come out, you know.
Oh, Kenny.
What?
Kenny.
What?
Kenny.
What?
Are you licking the back of my knee?
Oh, how dare you? I wouldn't have been allowed to do that in the first series, let alone the second. Knee licking. How could I? You're mad. You really are.
But if it's not you, Kenny, what is it?
Maisie, I want you to be very, very brave. And keep perfectly still.
What is it?
A lion just behind you.
Oh, Kenny!
Now don't worry, you've got me with you.
Well, where are you?
Up this tree. Now do exactly what I say and you'll be all right. Do you reckon you could light a bonfire without moving a muscle? What was that?
Oh, it's gone. When it heard the whistle, it went.
Must be a strong union lion. Oh, lucky he did go, Maze. I was just about to tear it apart with my bare hands. And that would have been cruel, wouldn't it? I don't think I was given that fantastic courage and strength just to be cruel to animals. Reckon it's safe to come down now, Maze?
Yes, yes, I'll give you a hand. Go on, don't you, Maisie? I don't like this place, Kenny. You never know what you're going to come across next.
I would... What?
What's that?
Sounds like the audience in my last cabaret.
Look! Snakes!
Oh, King Cobblers!
Well, as near as makes no difference.
Come on, Mary, the hasty retreat!
Do you hear that?
It's only a courting couple.
Yeah, Jack the Ripper and one of his lady friends. That was Miss Gibbs, Maze. I'd recognise her scream anywhere. Ever since I dropped me raspberry ripple down the front of her evening dress. Over there, that's where it must have come from. That little hunting lodge. See, there's a light in the window. Let's tiptoe over and peep inside.
Can you see anything, Kenny?
Yes, it's them. Miss Gibbs and Sir Charles, bound and gagged. I'll try the window. In we go, quick.
Come on.
No, don't shut the window, Maze. That's our escape route. You undo Sir Charles.
Yeah, all right.
I shall personally liberate Miss Gibbs. First, I take the gag from those luscious lips, so her profuse thanks can pour out.
Mr. Williams, you fool!
Fool?
Why have you come alone? Why didn't you bring help?
Well, what did you scream for help for, then?
Scream? I didn't scream.
But we heard you. But I told you not to shut the window, Maze.
I never shut it.
No?
No. I did.
A tall, suave, sinister, masked man in white evening dress with a tame lion at his side.
Not so tame as all that, eh, kid? I wouldn't advise any of you to move. My men have the place surrounded, not that you will get past my little pet. So you walk straight into my cunning trap. Surprising what you can catch if the bait is sufficiently tempting, eh, Miss Gibbs? The tape recording of your scream was like the Pied Piper's whistle.
Keep your filthy hands off me.
Yes, keep her filthy hands off you. I mean, keep your filthy hands off her. I mean, keep your filthy. Yes, keep her off.
Steady. The naughty man won't hurt Daddy. So now I've captured Sir Charles Prattle and his entire team. Excellent. What is your name, Miss?
Maisie Doakes.
And who is that peculiar person with the funny walk?
Hey, how dare you?
No, wait a minute, wait!
What?
Surely I recognize you. Yes.
Yes?
It is, yes. Kenneth Williams.
Thanks, sir.
The blue-nosed comedian.
Oh, Charlie.
Well, 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 I had intended to kill you all, but I might be striking an even greater blow against England if I let the funny man live.
Anyone can be brave with a lion at his side.
I make no claims to bravery, simply to being efficient.
Who are you?
I am the supreme commander of the Brotherhood of Revolution and Anarchy. I am known as Big Brother.
Yes, well, you've got a big head anyway. Well, what's this brotherhood of yours? I've never heard of it before.
We can survive your abysmal ignorance, especially as we'll be so short-lived. The brotherhood was formed by a consortium of the many enemies of Britain. We hate your country, and our avowed aim is its ultimate destruction. Sir Charles Prattle's department was getting a little too close on our heels for comfort. So our first step will be your elimination.
You'll never get away with it, you rotten foreigner!
But I shall! Keep back!
Oh.
Don't underestimate my little pet. He does exactly what I tell him. Lick the gentleman's face, kitten.
Stop it! Stop him! Pack it out, you rotten things. Got it toasted.
All right, Diddums. All right, down, down. There's a good boy. It's a wonder he obeys me, really. He's had nothing to eat for 3 days. None of my lions have. It's such a job to find them food. Being man-eaters, they have such specialized tastes. However, tomorrow, my lovely, you and your friends will gorge yourselves. Thanks to our well-nourished guests here.
You fiend!
You swine!
You despicable bounder!
Tomorrow, your prime minister visits us to officially open the park. And he will suffer the same fate.
Oh.
You may now tell me I won't get away with it.
You won't get away with it.
And why not? It's foolproof.
Because someone knows we're here. Because even now, help is on its way.
Oh, you don't mean Tompkins, do you? I thought for a moment we were in for some excitement.
Oh, yes, Sahib.
You caught the Englishman.
Oh, as you ordered, Sahib.
Then bring him in.
At once, big brother. In here, quickly.
Good evening, everyone.
Yes, we caught him.
Oh, no. Watch him, Tompkins. Tompkins, he's got a lion.
Oh, surely it's a lioness.
A gentleman wouldn't notice the difference.
But I was going by the mane.
Oh, such a...
Now we are all together, I will give you your program. You will observe my servants. They are of the thug fraternity. Professional stranglers, swift, silent, and sure killers. Tomorrow morning, you will be strangled and then fed to the lions. I'll keep you alive tonight. We have no refrigerator and the weather has taken a turn for the warmer. But don't try to escape. My little furry pet will be on guard outside the door. You won't let your din-din get away, will you, darling? He understands every word. Well, good night and pleasant dreams. Come, brethren.
We come, big brother. We come.
Oh, what a nasty man.
Oh, he's Tory.
What an ill-bred creature. No manners at all. Not like Sir Charles.
Oh, poor Sir Charles. I forgot about him.
What?
He's got a dirty gag in his mouth.
Wish I had one in mine. That's what this program needs. Untie the gag then, Maisie.
Yeah, well, there.
Oh, William!
Oh, my dear, noble, immaculate Sir
Charles. Yes.
Oh, I do obey you.
Come, stand.
Oh, sorry.
Well, this is a fine state of affairs.
Yes?
I do seem to have made a bit of a mess of things, don't I, Sir Charles?
As usual, Tompkins, as usual. Good thing they don't give the OBE for efficiency.
Oh, come, sir. This could be our last day on Earth. No time for petty jealousies, surely.
Yeah, you're right, Tompkins. Yes, you're right. A sad day indeed for us all, but a sadder day for dear old England.
How true, Sir Charles. They'll miss me terribly.
Well, actually, I was thinking more of the havoc Ra will cause if we're not there to stop them.
Oh.
Our Prime Minister. They intend to kill our dear Prime Minister.
No.
We must stop them.
Yes, but how?
The first thing we must do is to get out of here.
Why didn't I think of that?
Yes, well, now, I'm told that even the most intricate lock can be opened with a hairpin. Now, let me have one, please, Miss Gibbs.
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Charles.
Thank you. And here we are, Tompkins. Take it and open the door.
Me, Sir Charles?
Yes, yes, and hurry. Now, as soon as the door's open, we'll make a dash to the main gate.
Make a dash? Have you forgotten? There's a dirty great lion outside with his knife and fork of it ready.
Listen to it. We wouldn't get 6 inches.
Don't you,
Do you play chess,
James? I don't. No, I don't actually play. I know you've got to throw a double six to start, but that's about all.
Well, in chess, one often has to sacrifice one of one's pieces to protect the other.
I don't quite follow.
I'll put it a different way. Now, one of us has to keep the lion occupied while the others run for it. Now, in Africa, they tether a young billy goat to a post as a decoy. Now, Billy, Kenneth, I can't order. I can only ask for volunteer.
Well, who do you think's going to be mug enough to do? What's everyone looking at me like that for?
You deserve the honor, Williams. You've worked hard for it, you lucky devil.
Wait, you can't let him do it, Sir Charles. It will be instant death.
Hardly instant.
Mr. Williams may feel that his country's future is worth more than his own life, Maisie.
Yes. Miss Gibbs is right, Maze. She's dead right.
It will be a noble thing that I do. The sacrifice of one worthless life, not just for the people in this room, but for the entire people of this grand old mother country of ours. The Cornishmen, the Cockneys of London, the men of Kent, the Pakistanis of Bradford, the Barons of Wimpole Street. My sole regret is that I've only one life to lay down for my country.
I can't get the door open.
Thank God for that.
What do you mean you can't get it open?
Well, it's a very tricky lock.
I see. So, because of your incompetence, we shall all die. Good lives that the country can ill afford to lose. Plus Williams, of course. All right, then, Ruby, we might as well get what sleep we can until our fate tomorrow morning.
Not much longer now. You're shivering. You're shivering, Miss Gibbs.
Not from fear, from cold.
Let me put my strong arm round you.
Thank you. Oh. I'm cold too, Kenny.
There's a fireplace over there, light a fire.
A fireplace?
Yes, they used to have in all the old-fashioned houses. It's focal point of the family, where the man of the house used to spit.
Look, sir, wide chimney. Yes, those little rungs going up where the chimney sweep's boys used to climb.
An interesting piece of social history, Tompkins, but hardly helpful to the problem in hand.
But to Charles, it should be possible for somebody to climb up.
Out of the way, Tompkins, I've had an idea.
Ooh.
The chimney. A man could climb up there. You see, even in moments of extreme danger, the old brain's not dimmed. And yet you got the OBE.
Well, now, sir, I did.
You're a slim lad.
No, I'm not going up anyone's flue. No, thank you. Besides, all very fruity up there, and I've just had my hair done.
Mm. I was just admiring it.
Nice. Professor Lovelace Cohen done it down the high street.
Really?
He's a tonsorial craftsman, he is. He's a real artiste.
Mm.
Immense boots as well.
There is no time for arguing, Williams. Up you go.
Supposing I got stuck halfway.
Then we'll light a fire under you. That's it, too. But as soon as you get outside, find a phone and get help.
I'll go to the Elephant House and make a trunk call.
I preferred you when you were dirty, Williams.
So did a lot of people.
I can hear them coming, sir.
Hurry, Williams, hurry.
All right. I can't find the rung.
Well, I'll help you.
That's better. Oh, this rung keeps wobbling.
Take your foot off my nose.
Oh, sorry. Oh!
Now what's the matter?
I'm stuck.
Oh, no.
I'm wedged. I can't move.
But then come down and let Tompkins try.
I can't come down. I can't go up. I'm stuck.
Not only have you ruined this mission, Williams, but you've probably prevented anyone from using this fireplace again.
You can't just leave me dangling up here. I'll starve.
Don't worry, Kenny. If we should get out of this alive, I'll come in every day and poke a feeding tube up there.
Where?
What, Williams? Right here. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I trust you slept well. I'd ask you to join me for breakfast, but I don't have it until 10, and the lions are having theirs at 9. There, pussykins. Patience will soon be rewarded. It is time. Sing, Kesap, Krishna.
Yes, master.
The men first. They can set an example to the ladies. There's one shot. Where is the blue-nosed comedian?
He has escaped.
Escaped? Impossible. What is this? Soot upon the floor. So he got out through the chimney, did he? Well, he can't have got far. Quick, men, we must stop him.
No.
You stay on guard these, Krishna. Any trouble, kill them with my blessing. Come, £100 to the man who brings back Williams. dead or alive!
Now, don't move, any of you.
Now, see here, my man, you probably don't know who I am. Prattle. Sir Charles Prattle.
You want to be the first to die?
You talk to him, Tompkins.
No, no one talks, or I die. And please, Sir Charles, do not look over my shoulder as if there was someone there. I will not fall for that old trick.
He did fall for it, didn't he?
Oh, Kenny, my hero. Oh, look at you. You're all black.
It's the soot from the chimney. Don't you recognize me, Maisie?
Maisie.
No. Sir, I've got an idea which may get us out of here. Mr. Williams is blacked up, sir. He was to change clothes with the guards.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Williams, how are you on Indian voices?
Oh, my speciality.
Once there were many buffalo, then Paleface come.
Not the red Indian, you fool, the other sort.
Oh, the curry's not sure. Oh, yes, right.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, jolly muddy, the room for one and double lids, which a butty for them grub and
muddy. All right, Gunga Din. That's near enough. Take off your clothes and put his on.
All right, but wait, turn your backs. Turn your back. It's all you certificate stuff this week. Go on, take back. Come back, come back. Ah! Oh. Right. All right, you can turn around now. How do I look?
And the uniform he wore was not much before. And rather less than half of his behind.
Oh, no, it's not his behind. It's that behind.
Yes.
Ah, that's what done it.
Ah. Well, anyway, an apt description as it happens. Now, eyes up, ladies. Now, take his gun, Williams, and march us out.
Right. Out you go, you nutty English people. The best foot forward would be putting. Right.
Come on, chaps, run! Oh, run! Yes, Prime Minister, we all got away safe and sound, thanks to my selfless leadership. Williams, not too much of a hindrance. He's gone back to the safari park with Tompkins and the police to round up the villains. Yes, sir. Yes, I'll keep you informed, sir. Ah, Tompkins, Williams, come in. Well, what's the news? Did you get them all?
No, sir. We didn't get any.
What?
Well, we're too late, sir. The bird had flown. All we found was this tape recorder.
And the nest was warm, but the trail was cold. The cowards, the craven, cringing, sniveling cowards, they didn't even have the guts to face me alone.
Alone? You had 50 policemen with you.
Ah, they were only there to hold me back in case I saw that big brother. I'd have torn him apart with my bare, with naked hands if I'd got hold of him.
Greetings, Mr. Williams.
What the devil?
It's the tape recorder, Sir Charles.
Yes. This is a recorded message. You may have won the first round, Sir Charles, but you will not win the next. This could have been a bomb, but I could not find it in my heart to be so generous, to die so quickly and painlessly. No, I have something special in mind for all of you, but especially for that blue-nosed, big-nostrilled comedian. I have a score to settle with you, Mr. Williams, so please take care of yourself until we meet again. Au revoir.
So, it's war, is it?
Oh, no.
Well, after what he said, I really haven't the right to ask you this, Williams. But the Prime Minister wants you and Maisie to join our new department, which will be devoted exclusively to the destruction of Bra. It will be hellishly dangerous. And if you say no, I'll quite understand.
No danger is too great for England, Sir Charles.
Gad, Williams, your jokes may be blue, but you're the whitest man I know.
That is true.
And what about you, Maisie?
Oh, well, I'm with Kenny. I mean, whatever he wants to do, I want to be there doing it with him.
Wonderful. The old team together again. Oh, this calls for a celebration. Bring in the cheap chilled wine, Miss Gibbs. There's enough cheese straws for two each, if Tompkins doesn't have any. Now, charge your glasses.
Oh, thank you.
The toast is the destruction of Bronx.
The destruction of Bra.
And the exposure of all that lies behind it.
That was Kenneth Williams with Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Caroline Blakiston, Aubrey Woods, Leslie Heritage in The Menace of Bra. Also involved were John Hollis and David Goodison. The series is written by R.D. Wingfield and produced by Keith Williams.